The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Santino Marella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling and WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. It is the season finale, part one of Total Divas, and I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of drama in this one.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of drama in this episode.
So I say we jump right into it, but we will right after the break. So you're listening to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Ouch! That's hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here. Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me. I see a ghost. Jobless. Jake the Snake Roberts. What on earth? I've got chills out of here.
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down his assaulting Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA.
And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack Extra here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're back with the season finale, and, well, we're off with the girls, Foxy and Rosa and Paige with liquor.
In Buffalo, girls trip night to get away from the girls to Key West, Florida. What the?
Oh my God.
Are we legit doing what I'm thinking?
Yes, we are. We are giving Rosa bikini wax.
Okay, welcome to Snow Leave with everybody, where we're doing bikini waxes.
And she just pants down, everything hanging out. Go, Rosa.
So now Paige is here, and she has some boxes.
She got more shoes.
It's Paige's friend.
Ooh, he's cute.
He's a lead singer of some band, Amorosa or something.
Oh, we are inviting boys to Key West. Paige.
Paige doesn't want a relationship. She's not trying to rush into anything crazy right now. All right, then.
Paige is not wanting to rush anything, and you know what? She shouldn't. She's 22. I mean, good Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, and God. Now Natty and Tyson are going to meet...
Grumpy Cat. This is as the PR people put it, Natalia fangirls over Grumpy Cat.
Well, she's a cat person, so, you know, Grumpy Cat is the ultimate.
It is.
She's so cute.
Now they get to take her selfie with the Grumpy Cat.
Dude, I asked if I could hold her.
So you remember that time Grumpy Cat hosted Raw? And we were just...
Dear kitty, 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 kitty. She's so tiny.
Right?
And she's so just, like, chill.
Right? And because we mentioned it.
Dear kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
Yep.
Natty thinks her cats can break out into Hollywood.
And they took a stuffed grumpy cat.
Natty's trying to get the cats some work.
Natty, they're cats!
Relax.
And here come the Bellas!
Hey, AJ. Nikki has nailed it since SummerSlam in her bad girl character.
Character? In quotations?
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. You made you doing commentary and Nikki Bella wrestling.
There we go.
Bree
slapped. Kick her butt, AJ. Get her! Get her! Get her!
Bree slapped AJ. AJ knocked out AJ.
AJ knocked out Bree and Nikki hightails it.
Yeah, AJ knocked out Bree, yeah. And now we move from Buffalo to Key West, Florida.
Sunny Key West. The girls have Rosa has a convertible.
That was an interesting shot just for the convertible. Alright. Apparently Alicia had some bad travel.
They're renting a house. They're right on the water. It's super pretty.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my. Okay.
When you have to eat two bone, you can wash after. This was the quote from Rosa. Since Paige is apparently sharing a room with her friend. Wow, Rosa, just really.
Rosa, honey, calm down. Just.
She is turned on for Paige.
And he opens the door and they're all there.
He wants to go out one-on-one and she's like, no, let's do it with everybody.
He really wants to get with her.
Holy Rosa boobs.
They threw a pineapple in the pool.
They're eating the pineapple.
Ew. They're in the pool, they're hanging out, they're having a good time. There's a gigantic bite mark in the pineapple.
Wow. Wow. Alicia Fox was like, wear a condom.
Practice safe sex, y'all.
Oh, God. The Bellas are talking about seeing UFOs and dragons.
What were they smoking?
I don't know. Apparently Brie doesn't drink in January. And now Nikki gets the text message from her brother, which is the naked selfie of her brother.
Oh my lord! Don't show everybody!
Okay, now I get the story.
Now I get the shame of story, okay?
Alright then. Makes a lot more sense now. Alright, as we go to break.
As we go to break.
Go.
Nikki! Honey! Don't be flashing your brother's naked selfie to everybody. I don't care if they are family. You just don't. You just delete that shit. You know?
Yeah.
Just, no. No. Also, just as a side note, if you're going to be sending naked selfies to people, make sure you send it to the right people. And you also make sure your girlfriend doesn't post them out on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram during Raw.
We're looking at you, Seth Rollins.
We're looking at you, Seth Rollins, you know, just as a general public service announcement. But yeah, so I have a feeling we're gonna be dealing with more with Paige and the girls in Key West, but that guy, he's got it bad for her.
Yeah.
Which is so sweet. And then Paige is just like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Right? And then you just have Rosa just being Rosa.
Oh god, Rosa wants to tap that so hard it's not funny.
Right?
I'm pretty sure if Paige just said, hey, he's all yours, she wouldn't even get the hey part out of her mouth before Rosa was just like on top of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Clearly. Clearly.
But, well, and if that's the case, it's a good thing she got waxed.
Yeah, yeah, yes it is.
Just so you know, guys! That is what we have to go through for beauty. Y'all don't like it hairy down there. It hurts like a mother to get that stuff removed. Just saying.
Anything else you need to say?
No, but now you see what waxing is.
Yeah, I know.
And the screams of pain it causes.
You learn so much from Total Divas.
He's been to the gynecologist's office. He's seen waxing.
It's a very educational experience.
He's in Girl World. It's awesome. But yeah, no more PSAs. At least for right now. So, as we come back from break, we're at the house with Nikki and Brie. Again, we're going back over the selfie.
He's like, please delete it. That wasn't for you guys. And she just starts showing off the selfie. He's like, that's not cousin text. I don't got it. It's a sister and brother text.
They're like, just put that away. Stop showing it. Put it away.
Nikki thinks it's hilarious and Brie's sort of not into it. Brie doesn't want the Brian selfie. Well, Nikki, she wants a John Cena selfie.
Well, apparently he doesn't do that, so that's a good thing to know. Brie's like, I think we should drop it. We should leave it alone. And Nicole's, like, plotting evilness. You can already tell.
Yeah.
And now we're back in Key West. It's a pretty sunny day. There's dolphins. There's people paddleboarding. The girls are out and about.
Looks like they're going jet skiing. More Rosa boob talk.
How is she staying in that bikini?
Tape.
Gravity.
That too. God, Rosa, stop hitting on everybody. Now the girls are out on their jet skis, having some fun. Nothing really else to describe other than, look at us, we're on our jet skis.
They're having a good time. People are falling off.
The wetness is making my thighs shake. Right then.
Chafe.
I thought you said, okay. That makes more sense. Oh god. Here we go. We're now cleaning up dog poop. Brian's working on his book. Bree's like, are you going to talk about me in the book?
No, not once.
Not once. The embarrassing story is the first time they had sex. What?
This is like the most adventurous first time ever. He like ninja kicked somebody naked.
Apparently.
And somehow Seamus was involved.
Now
Bree's telling him about the selfie.
Brian's like, you looked at your brother's penis. Do you want to see a picture of my flaccid penis? He's taking the soul out of his penis. Wow.
They have the most amazing conversations.
Right?
And we see Natty.
Natty's talking to her mom and she's running and doing errands. Okay, that was... Okay.
So it's Natty talking to her mom.
Alright then. Got nothing out of it. Maybe something will come of it. Anyway.
Mom's gonna take care of the cats for Natty. Now we're back in Key West. Paige is trying to pay her rent.
She's having issues with her technology.
She's going in timeout.
Wow. Wow. I can understand her frustrations.
Yeah, we've all been there.
So where they're going, Paige doesn't have shoes.
They're going to the beach. She doesn't need shoes. Paige is going to get a tan if she's not careful.
Right. The girls are trying to limbo and...
Well, Rosa's boobs are getting in the way.
Rosa's boobs always get in the way. It's her friend with benefits. And the dude is not happy.
Oh.
As Paige is screaming, I'm single. All right, then. Let's go to break.
So.
Go.
Apparently, I need to read Dan O'Brien's book when it comes out, because he's going to talk about the first time they had sex, and I want to know who was in shirtless and a cowboy hat where they busted in on Brian mm-hmm. and Bree, and somebody got naked ninja kicked.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the wildest first time having sex ever, and apparently one of them was Seamus because he was petting Bree's head.
Why was he? I don't know why he was petting her head.
I don't really want to know why he was petting her head, but apparently Seamus was petting Bree's head. Like,
we just, don't want to know, but we do want to know.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what? Just what?
Right.
Like, apparently Dan O'Brien's book is going to be one wild ride after another. You know it is, because dude's got some stories.
Yeah, he does.
And then they just go on this whole random conversation about how taking the Native Americans believe that taking pictures steals a part of their soul, and how their brother got some of his naked soul stolen, and just, he has a way of just avoiding awkwardness with more awkwardness that's amazing.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't describe it any better.
Those two need their own show.
Yes.
Like, they just need to give everybody on this show their own show.
Yes.
But especially Bree and Brian and Trinity and John.
Yes.
Trinity and John want that shit, like, so bad.
Again, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. And, well, then there's Paige and Loverboy, shall we call him.
Loverboy's a good, you know, good way to put it.
You know, clearly he's not really having a good time. He's very love-struck with her, and Paige isn't feeling it. And he's kind of getting more and more disgruntled. And, like, I get she's just having a good time and she's not wanting to commit, but at the same time, like, flirting with other guys in front of him, and that's kind of low. And calling him, like, friends with benefits. Like, if you're just going to use him for the sex, just tell him you're using him for the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, like, lead him on.
Right, and it feels like he's being led on.
Just a little bit, because, like, she's being one way with him and then she's being another way with him, and it's just... And part of it is she's protecting herself and she doesn't want to get hurt again and she doesn't really want to get in a relationship right now. And if that's the case, just tell him that. You know, hey, you know, I got hurt in the past and I just want to take it slow, but, you know, this is what I'm willing to do right now. And that's all you have to say.
Thing is, you know, she's never home.
Yeah. So. You know, so it's just, and part of it is she's 22 and she's just kind of got to grow into herself a little bit more. But yeah, it's. Not sure about that one. But they're having a good time.
Yes, yes, they are.
And Rose's boobs continue to defy gravity.
Yes, yes, they do.
I mean, they're just like...
There.
You can't see it. I'm making hand gestures, but yeah.
I did hand gestures as well. It's just, they're there.
Right. You don't have anything to gesture at!
But you can move your hand there.
Again, you have nothing to gesture at! Unless you're trying to hide, unless you do have those and you're just hiding them from me.
No, I don't have those. I'm just, you know what?
As we come back from break.
Just give you the snake eyes for a while.
We're back in Phoenix with the Bellas, or a Bella, Bree and JJ, and we have Bella W.E., gear with a dog collar and a leash.
Oh, look, the Danielson's household has a peace sign.
They're going to hang it. And he brought a drill, and oh god, JJ's trying to figure out how to work a power drill.
No, the battery did not come with the drill. She thinks you need regular batteries.
Wait.
What?
Do they not know how to power a power drill?
She doesn't. The battery was not included with the drill. They bought the drill, and there was no battery with the drill. And now she's taking a screw and trying to screw it.
Oh my god, Bree, that's a brick, honey.
Now we're talking about the selfie. He thought he was in the other text message. And now she tells him the whole cousin saw his junk and He's not happy.
Yeah, he's just a little pissed.
Yeah. And he's like, if I did this to her, she would be living. And, you know, he's right.
He is right. Actually, technically, she didn't save it. She just showed it to everybody, but...
Well, he meant, you know, should have got it and just deleted it, not even... But that's what he meant by saving. I don't think actually saving. Save the message to show.
Yeah. And now we're at Natty and TJ's.
Her mom decorated the house with Canadian maple leaves and bows. So there's, you know, and speaking
oh
of...
Oh god, and her mother just showed up.
With the cats. Apparently the cat's only partially trimmed. Well, these prize...
Oh my god!
Well, these show cats don't look so good. Yeah, they're mad about the cats.
Yeah, she's pissed about the cat. But it's not her mom's fault, it's...
It is what it is.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. Back with the girls in Key West. They're going on a sunset cruise.
Oh, that'll be so pretty.
Now they're pulling on the rope to raise the sail. They're dancing, they're having fun.
They're drinking, he's having a good time with her, they're hugging.
He's singing a song for his girlfriend.
Girlfriend. She's like so, like doesn't even know what to do right now.
Cause it's a song for her.
He's so into her.
Uh-huh.
Alicia's like, I hate you.
Paige is like, this is awkward.
That was sweet.
Alicia and Rosa are very happy. Paige can't physically cry, but those two can.
Oh, I bet you can. And oh, now they're hugging and they're kissing.
Oh, he's happy.
Oh, he's so happy. Look at him. Like, it means everything to kiss her.
Right.
And now we see a random shot of a dog. We're coming back in on the cruise. Now she runs off to the bathroom.
Apparently the girls are going to dinner and now he's telling Alicia he's all confused. Alicia's like, Bradley's an emotional being. He's an artiste. She's like, tell her what you want.
Yeah. Be straight up with her. She's straightforward. She'll tell you. Now we're back in Phoenix.
With Brian, Bree, and Nikki and the mother.
It's the family get together.
Or selfie talk. Oh, the brother's gonna show up too.
Oh, the mother's pissed.
Uh-huh.
Oh wait, she kept it. Oh, this is like...
Jada decided not to come.
Not necessarily, dude. Be a star, Nicole.
Right.
Oh, and they're gonna get into it.
Grandma's coming. And we got a break.
So, alright. I don't even know where to... I know where to start. The cats.
Let it out.
Like, at least the one isn't that bad on the stomach, but the other one?
Where did the fur go?
They shaved the cat. They completely, like, it's a lion cut. So the body is shaved, but the tail and the legs are not. And it's like, why would you do that to a Persian? It's gonna look awful. Like, that poor cat, I feel bad for it. And then it's like, at least the other one, it just, the belly had been shaved, so it wasn't as bad. Like, it still had all its fur. But, like, the other one, I don't know, why would you even send your cats to get trimmed? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, people get their dogs trimmed, and I know people get their cats, like, groomed, where you get them bathed and their nails trimmed and stuff like that, but I've never heard of anybody getting their cat's hair trimmed.
Especially to that extent.
Especially, well, I think they're playing it off as an accident, like, it wasn't supposed to be trimmed like that, and it sounds like that the place screwed up.
Then you can, you know, go after the points because they weren't supposed to do that, you know.
Yeah, because Natty said she was nervously negotiating with the guy at the place, but it's like, again, who shaves a cat?
No, she was nervously negotiating with the people at Cat Fancy, the magazine, to, you know, do stuff, and Grumpy Cat's manager, to get them work to be show cats or whatever. I don't know.
Well,
they're not going to be show cats now.
Well, the one could still be a show cat. Because the fur will grow back relatively quickly. The one that's got the lion's cut, that's, like, going to be months for that fur to grow back.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, it could take months, so honestly, it would be okay.
Still, it's not what you expect.
Yeah, still, it's not what you expect. But, yeah, it's like, again, it's... I would call the groomer, and I'd be like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. What did you do to my cat?
Right.
Because, again, the most I've ever heard... I've, like, never heard of anybody getting their cats trimmed, like, their fur trimmed. Never. Unless it's just, like, excessively long, which she's got long-haired cats, but she doesn't have, like, Maine Coons or anything like that. So I can't even justify that. I can't.
Don't even try.
I'm trying and I can't. Like, it's just, I've never heard of anybody taking their cats to get their hair trimmed. If I'm wrong, please tweet us at Wild Talk Radio to share your cat trimming stories. And I'm talking about the actual four-legged kind. I don't want to hear about any other cat trimming.
Even though we had that. Anyway, moving on.
Even though we already had that at the start of the show, don't want to hear those horror stories. Unless you really want to share and then send them to Tim Stein.
WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm sure it will make his year.
Moving on.
But speaking of years made, we kind of have to talk about Paige and other dude.
Bradley.
He sings his song for her. They're kissing. He's really into the kiss. He's as we keep saying, he's really into her.
Uh-huh.
And I think Paige likes him. I think she's kind of into him, but it's for her, it's not the same feeling.
Yeah, she doesn't have that feeling for him.
And she's very guarded with him, and she's just not really willing to open up. Because there's something obviously stopping her. And there's nothing wrong with that. But again, we need the theme of the show, communication. She probably needs to let him know what's up, and he probably needs to let her know what's up, which is what Alicia told him to do, because it's like, hey, you know, you need to tell her, because she needs to know. Probably a good idea. So we'll see where that goes. And then there's Nikki saying that, you know, hey, if you send a naked selfie to your sister, she's totally going to use it against you. Your whole family would. You know what? Not necessarily.
They may rub your face in it, but they wouldn't show it off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, they can give you crap about it, and I know mine would, but it's not like my, you know, if I sent that to someone in my family that they would say, oh, hey, look, you know, here's Lindsay naked kind of thing. They wouldn't show it off to the whole family.
Right.
Like, there's a difference between giving somebody crap about it and then actually showing it off and passing it around to all your family. Because they're still your family, and I'm sure they've seen you naked at some point, but that doesn't justify passing your phone around.
Right.
It's like, oh, that's awkward, delete.
Yeah, you don't need to see that.
No, especially since he asked you to delete it.
Yeah, he said right away, right after he sent it, realizing, oh crap, I sent this to you guys. Delete it now, don't even delete it. Yeah, it's one thing to make fun of him just because he did it. There's another, you know, hey, look at my brother's thing.
Yeah. That's kind of unnecessary, and I'm sure we're gonna see more of that as time progresses, or as the episode progresses. So, as we come back from break, we are still in Key West. Paige is doing her hair.
He wants to know if she wants to go drink after dinner, and he's, you know, sort of like, what's your deal? He's like, you go from hot to cold, and she's like, no, I don't.
Oh, and she sets him straight.
She's like, you know, we're just here to fuck, and that's about it. She's like, I think you're being fake. She's like, he's being needy. He doesn't want to just hang out and fuck. You know, she's like, you can get the fuck out then.
And he leaves.
All right then.
Okay. Communication, it's everything, guys. Really, Nicole? Really? Really, Nicole, really? You don't understand why your brother would be pissed at you for shit passing around his naked picture. And Bree's like, seriously?
Shit's about to hit the fan right now. And Nikki has to pee.
And Bree just came to watch.
Yeah, Bree's like there to be the peacemaker and get her in the house. Just laugh.
That doesn't help, Nicole.
Right. He's like, you know it wasn't meant for you when you shared it, and it's your brother. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
He's like, you know, your stuff hangs out. And Nikki walks out.
Okay. So if you're gonna roll up to somebody's house and with the intention of trying to make peace over something, don't act like what you did is not your fault. Like, trying to justify it by saying I was trying to be funny to someone who's pissed at you isn't going to work.
No.
You know, it's the fact that you didn't have the common decency to delete the picture. And, you know, it's basically, she's like, well, I don't see the problem with it. And then he calls her out on it. He's like, well, you wouldn't because of how you act.
Right.
Like, she's pretty much acting like, you know, she didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, But you did.
Clearly.
Clearly. Like, it's just, you know, because he said it, or somebody said it. I think it was Brian, or it was JJ, or I forget who actually said it, but if this was, if the shoe was on the other foot, and JJ showed a naked picture of Nicole to all his cousins, or other people, that she had accidentally sent him, she'd be livid. She'd be fucking livid.
Oh yeah, completely.
So it's like, you can't sit here and pretend like you haven't done something wrong and don't not understand why your brother is upset with you when you know that you yourself would be the exact same way. Like, you just, you can't. And just her, basically just her behavior. It's like, you know, sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet and say, hey, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean any harm, but I'm sorry. And that's all you have to say. You don't have to sit there and act like, oh, well, you know, it's totally not my fault, and I don't understand why you're not upset, or I don't understand why you're upset, and you're so angry with me, and you really have no right to be, and blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't do that, okay?
Right.
Like, just acknowledge, even if you don't think you did anything wrong, just acknowledge it. Because that's what the person that you're trying to get to forgive you, that's what they want to hear from you. So it's, sometimes you just bite the bullet, and you say, hey, look, I'm sorry. I messed up. Just don't send me no more naked selfies, okay? Okay?
Cool.
But, yeah. And then there's Paige and Bradley, which applause to both of them. They were direct. They were straightforward. Clearly Paige just brought him there for fun, which is totally within her right. Bradley obviously misinterpreted the signals. A lot.
Right. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, so missed the signals. So missed it. But, you know, props to him for saying, well, you know, if that's what you brought me here for, I'm not gonna, you know, I want more and you're not willing to give it to me, so bye.
Right.
And props to her for saying, you know, well, I don't want any more. You know, this is what I want from you right now. And if you're not okay with that, there's the door. Leave.
Pretty much.
So, you know, props to both of them. They handled it somewhat like adults.
Sort of.
You know, sort of. Kind of. She handled it as adult as she can. Because, again, Paige is 22.
Right.
So she's about as adult as she's going to get right now. He's probably not that much older than her. I would put him mid to late 20s. So he's a little bit more.
You would assume. But you don't know.
You don't know. No. He's probably mid-20s.
Mid-20s, yeah. Not
late
that.
Is pushing it, but definitely mid-20s. He's older than her.
Two to four years older.
Yeah, so, but, you know, obviously he's very into her. Obviously he wants more from her. And, you know, I would say, yeah, she's putting on a little bit of a show probably for the cameras. Because I would guess she's a very different person when the cameras are off versus when the cameras are on. Because the page that we're seeing is obviously more of her character and less of her.
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat, because obviously Paige's in-ring character is just her personality turned up.
Correct.
Whereas I'm sure Paige in private is a much different person, because we all are in private. We're all very different than the public persona that we put forward.
Yes.
So, but yeah. Props to both of them. As we come back from break, and we're back in Key West, Bradley has made his departure.
Paige's like, Bradley was being a little bitch. They're like, Paige, you're cold-blooded. Paige can't trust guys, apparently.
And she's petrified of it.
Apparently, she was used in a past relationship.
She was basically almost in somewhat of an abusive relationship. Emotionally abusive, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And now because of that, she has a hard time committing.
And we have a little group hug and consoling of Paige. And we continue on with the consoling of Paige.
Very serious moment.
With the dramatic music.
Basically, she doesn't want to go back to that.
The girls didn't know she was going through any of that. And now they're going to go, she's going to see if he's still there.
She's going to be one of those lonely.
And she wants to talk to him, and she's telling him it's hard for her.
Yeah. And now she's opening up to him.
She doesn't want to be hurt again, so she's really shitty to guys. Think maybe I was overzealous. I knew what I was getting into.
Aw, they make up.
And she said sorry. And
He's like, really? You just apologized? Wow. And now we're in Detroit at the Joe Louis Arena. We see them setting up for the show.
A Cena love note got put out on Instagram. Her brother fucked her over. Apparently someone posted something on her Instagram. Dum dum dum.
Uh-oh.
It's her Valentine to John. It's a couple years ago. It's a poem and it's pictures. She did it with construction paper. It's so corny. It's been screen captured everywhere. And now the girls are reading it out loud.
And now they're giving Nicole complete crap.
Aww.
Turnabout's fair play.
She's like, that JJ ran all over it.
Why does your brother have your Instagram password?
She's like, he broke into our account.
It was JJ or Bree.
Bree's like, oh, too bad. Bree doesn't feel bad at all. It was Bree. Bree was teaching Nikki a lesson.
Go Bree.
And now Nikki's gonna get revenge on Bree.
Okay then.
Are the Bella Twins no longer WWE Divas? Guess we'll have to find out in the next part of the show.
I guess we will. So I guess we're going to have to see what happens on episode 20, but, well, it's not going to be right now. So since we have no clips, I say we're done.
Yes, we're done.
As he wants to throw things at me. So everybody, you don't want to miss it. Tune in for episode 20, which should be out very shortly, but... For Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next episode. Bye!
Where's my jar of pennies? Pennies at you.
Sweet money.